Happy Friday. Welcome to another producer podcast.
You sound like you're like an old-timey, like 1920s. Hi, as we continue our new series, the producer podcast, like it's like a South Park version of the 1920s announcer guy.
Breaking news just coming in.
It fits your mustache. That's what I'm saying. It does fit your mustache.
Well, welcome to another producer podcast. Thank you for joining us. As you know, every week we like to take a few things Anna and Raven discuss on the show, and John and I like to give a little bit of our own personal views and opinions on them.
Yes.
So this week, let's start with Monday. We did a five call says it all. If you were wrong or if you were in the wrong for what you did during a Sesame Street Live, John, if you wanted to explain a little.
Oh, me? Okay, yeah, me personally. All right. So Monday's topic was people got to judge my parenting. They got to decide whether or not I was a bad parent. So I took my son to Sesame Street Live, which is basically some big song and dance thing at a local theater. And, the Sesame Street characters come out and they dance and they sing, blah, blah, blah. My son's two. And I noticed that near the front row, there were several open seats. This is not a highly attended event, right? There were a lot of open seats in the theater. I saw a bunch in the front row. My son was very excited, and he was liking the show, and he was pulling on my hand. He wanted to get closer. So I said, all right, let's go closer. Let's get into, like, the almost front row. And so we did. And he had a blast, and it was great. There were some parents around giving me a judgy look for moving all the way up to the front, even though that's not technically where my seats were. But I did it. And guess what? I'd do it again. You know why? Because I'm raising a future concert goer here. Okay? You need to be empowered to do.
And
as
you're
a
right, man. When it comes to the concerts, you got to push forward.
Bro, push to the forward. Front. Yep. Be that guy. As someone who spent time playing in bands, I want people to do that. I do not want an empty front row.
John's like, I want a riot.
I do. I want a riot. Let's go. Let's
riot at my shows.
Let's start a mosh pit
start
at Sesame Street Live. Yeah. It'll be great.
Big Bird's just throwing elbows.
And it was, oh, God, you know what's funny is I don't remember how to, the votes went my way, though, right?
Like, they did, actually,
they
yeah.
They did, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I personally thought it's the same. I was like, I didn't see what was wrong with it. If, like you said, if you were there for half the show and no one was taking no seats, what's the point?
Oh, that's the other point.
That's right. They're front row seats.
The first half of the show, I stayed in my original spot. Second half of the show, kid was really into it. We went up there.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy that some people were against you. I think there's a time and place, and that was not the time and place.
Right.
You waited half the show.
I did.
You did more than I would have done.
I did.
I would have been like 10 minutes in, like, no one's taking those seats we're going for.
Well, here's the thing with going to any show with a toddler is that he's got to get comfortable with it first. Because it's, it's dark in there, and then there's all of a sudden there's bright lights, and
these
it's very loud, and it's
yeah.
a lot of stuff. And the characters don't look the way they look on the
TV because
it's
yeah.
a dude in a suit, you know what I mean? So there was an initial period where I think it would have freaked him out if I brought him up there too early, but after he, like, got into it and he saw that it was cool. Yeah, and he was tugging on my hand, dude. He wanted to get up front, and I don't want to squash that impulse. Keep that impulse, son.
I was right there with you, man. I think you made the right decision. The right call, John.
Thank you.
I don't care about the five calls and what – all they have to say.
I had the votes.
You did.
That was good.
Tuesday, we did, Anna and Raven, I should say, did When Did You Know You Were Old? I was in here during that break, but for me it was I turned my head one day too fast and pulled my neck.
Isn't that the worst thing in the world?
And that's when I knew it's only downhill from here.
You sleep wrong.
I'm old. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. You sleep wrong. You do nothing, but you do nothing the wrong way, and you hurt yourself.
Sometimes I take a step. I take a step, and my ankle will buckle. I'm like, really? This is how it's gonna go?
I was playing. Basketball, and I was not. I'm not old right now. I'm 35, but this happened when I was 27. And I was playing basketball with a bunch of kids, a bunch of high school kids that worked at the summer camp that I was directing. Right, And it was, I thought, like, oh, this is fine. But, these kids are varsity athletes. They're 17, 18 years old. And I was in worse shape than I am right now, honestly, when I was 27. And I went up for a layup, and I landed, and I didn't tear it.
Ooh.
I pulled, at the very least, though, my Achilles. For 2 weeks, I couldn't walk on that thing regularly.
Oh, man.
I was limping. I was actually limping. And, again, I was not that old at the time. In fact, I wasn't at all old. I was quite young. Still, though.
Getting old's awesome.
Can't beat an 18-year-old varsity athlete, though.
I always know I'm old every time I get a haircut. I feel like every time I look at my hair after, I'm like, wow, there's way more gray in my hair as it comes out.
Who, Sean? Come on. And by the way, if you don't know what I'm upset about, just go to annandraven.com, look at me, look at producer John, and see the amount of gray hair that I'm working with compared to you, Sean.
You look fine, man. As some females would call you, you are a silver fox.
That's right.
Do not downplay that, John. Your gray hair is all. I envy your gray hair. Here's the thing. I either want to go gray.
Too much.
I want to either go gray or just have like the brown hair. Do one or the other. Don't like, you know, like just be gray or be brown.
It's not how nature works.
Don't do this
Sean.
In between. I just want to wake up tomorrow like Tim Allen did in Santa Claus and just have a gray hair. You know?
It's not how nature works.
It should. Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, we're talking about hair of the dog. Basically where that term has come from, apparently back in the day, if you were bitten by a dog with rabies, they say to shoot the dog, take the hair from the dog and rub it on where you were bitten to basically lessen the effect of rabies, which I think is crazy, but it kind of led into hangover cures.
That's where that came from?
That's exactly where that came
from. Because I was out sick
on
Wednesday.
You were not here. Yeah,
so
that's
I was
where
not
came
here
from.
For that bit at all. I love that. I have so many thoughts.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah. Now, do you do hair of the dog if you have a hangover?
Me? Listen, my hangover cures vary.
Okay, sure.
They vary.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
if it's terrible, I might go to like a fast food place and get the greasiest food I can.
Yep.
Maybe eating that an hour later, I'll feel a little better. Or if it's really bad, I'll just lay in bed all day and deal with the headache.
That's the trick, right? You gotta do the, for me, it's the Powerade chug.
Ooh.
It's the greasy food.
The electrolytes.
And then the key is, though, none of that's going to matter if you don't throw the nap in there. You need the nap.
Oh, yeah.
The nap is the only thing that's actually going to really work for you.
I'll be napping all day if I have a hangover.
I never do the hair of the dog, mostly just because I'm just so disgusted. Like, I don't drink, like, that much that often anymore. But if I do, man, I'm just so disgusted with myself and with booze in general that the idea of drinking more is just, it's heinous to me.
I will say I've tried it a few times, and it's really weird. Like the first beer or two during a hangover, you're like, this is a terrible decision.
Yeah.
But once, you know, the alcohol starts kind of kicking in and the headache just fades away and you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, let's party again.
Because you're drunk again.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you just get drunk again.
Awesome. Thursday, we did the pet you regret. Did you ever have any pets that you had regretted having?
No, because, and this is something that I get hate for all the time, I'm not a pet person. I just don't have pets. I had, like, random small pets when I was little. I had a hamster once that I called Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe. Remember Snake Eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Because that was my guy, man.
G.I. Joe.
But I had a hamster. I had a frog. And it wasn't like a real frog. It was one of those weird underwater frogs that they sold on TV in the 90s. Do you remember those?
Oh, my God. You got a,
you remember that, right?
You'd gotten one of those.
I got one of those.
As seen on TV frogs.
It was supposed to live. It was supposed to live for like 3 to 4 months. It says it on the box. It was going to live for that long and live for 2 years. I had that thing until I was almost a teenager. It was ridiculous.
You know what's funny is I actually had gotten one of those same frogs, and they gave us an albino one.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It had like just pure white red eye frog. It had
red eyes,
yeah,
too?
It was like the thing, and the thing lived for like 4 years. Thing lived for a while.
You would have the goth frog. You would
I
have
didn't,
the goth.
Oh my god.
Underwater frog.
Here we go. The underwater goth frog.
The underwater goth frog. Oh, those weird things were
even
called.
His ribbits were emo.
You would have that.
Ribbit. I mean, other than that, I had a frog. We had a ferret at one point. A lot of people talked a lot of bad things about ferrets. They're smelly. They get into play. I don't know. Like, the ferret I had was pretty cool. I can't really say I had any pets that I've actually regretted having in my life.
Yeah.
Like, none at all.
Yeah.
A friend of mine a long time ago when I was, like, in elementary school, his parents had a skunk. Clearly the glands were taken. I also couldn't spray. But I was bugged out. I'm like, I'm not going here. That's weird.
I've heard that that they're really good pets.
They are, though.
I've heard they're really good pets if you de-skunkify them.
Yeah, de-skunkify. I like that.
That's, yeah.
But, yeah, that was that was really it. Pets for you regret. I can't really think. I mean, like I said, I didn't have any other pets. I mean, just regular pets besides cats and dogs, and they're all pretty great.
Yeah.
Today was a really good one. Me and John had a very long discussion both before and after this break, but we're talking about beards and mustaches.
So if you have a beard, does that mean you also have a mustache? So the topic came up because what MLB team was it that was trying to do it? I forget
yeah,
which team it was. One of the teams was doing a mustache in May type of thing where all the guys on the team grow out a mustache. And our question was, well, if they just grow a full beard, does that count? And I say absolutely not. If the challenge is to grow a mustache, you're growing a mustache and nothing but. Because growing a beard requires no effort. It requires the opposite of effort. All I need to do to grow a beard is nothing. Seriously. If I want a mustache, though, I have to shave still, and I have to shave strategically. I have to make sure that I'm like, you know, like
there's a lot of edging involved.
Yeah, there's edging involved. There's making sure that it doesn't go over your lip, but it still continues out on the side. I mean, listen, I don't know why I'm explaining.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
the
yeah.
one with the,
you're talking
with
to
the legendary stash over here.
Dick Dastardly over here, man.
Right, Dick Dastardly. Oh my God.
You like
what
that reference?
Is that from?
Oh man.
One of those Hanna-Barbera
wasn't
ones.
Speed Racer, was it? No, no.
No, but it
was like one of those Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah,
God.
The Cartoon Network Hanna-Barbera ones.
Loved
yeah, there's
it,
a
though.
Lot of early 90s references in this,
I mean,
in
I get
this
everything.
Podcast today.
I get but, Dick yeah. Dastardly, Captain Hook, Raleigh Fingers, you
so,
name it, anyone with a mustache I get.
So I've got a full beard, and Sean, of course, has the mustache. I would argue you have a mustache goatee right now.
Yes.
But, but I've got the full beard, and no, I would not say my mustache. I would say, like, if food got caught in my upper lip, I would say it got caught in my beard. I wouldn't say it got caught in my mustache. I think that that'd be weird, but you disagree.
I think it's weird that you say full... I mean, again, I made the argument, like, you know, people, when they come up to me and compliment my mustache, they don't like, and there's been plenty of times, you've seen it, where I had just the mustache.
Yes.
Clean shaven, just the mustache.
It might be my favorite look of yours.
No one has ever walked up to me when I had just the mustache and said, hey, Sean, nice beard.
Yes, right.
It's always, hey, no. Sean, nice mustache.
I feel like you're arguing my point when you say that.
How? Because you're saying this, if you have the mustache, it's part of the beard. It's the beard.
No, if you have a mustache by itself, of course it's just a mustache. But what I'm saying is if you have a full beard, to point at my lip and to say your mustache is a silly thing. You're just pointing at my beard. You're just pointing at my overall beard. A mustache is when it's specifically, hair is specifically just tailored to your upper lip. That's my argument. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you're calling it a mustache... what make like all of a sudden now you grow a beard and like, well, we're no longer like, it's no longer a mustache. Now it's just a full beard because it's just connecting. I'm having a very hard time seeing the logic there.
No, but I'm saying like,
it's a mustache. We gave it a name,
but it's only a mustache if it's separate from the beard. Now I will say this, if you were to right now with your mustache already very well like groomed and like, you know, at a certain length, then start growing your beard, but the mustache still took a place of prominence, you know what I mean?
Then you think you can separate it.
Then I think you can separate it, but if it's like mine where just the whole thing is the exact same length, you know what I mean?
True.
Then I don't think you can really call my upper lip a mustache. It's just my beard. The whole thing is just my beard.
Well, now, what would you say, like, you know, for example, I got right now the goatee and a mustache.
Yeah.
Would we consider this a beard?
Well, I said even at the beginning of this topic that I would call that almost a mustache and goatee, you know, like a mustache goatee kind of thing. But that takes too long to say. So, yes, I'm happy shortening it to just the mustache. But if someone were to say your beard, I also, I guess, wouldn't correct them. Specifically.
You know what also makes me laugh, though, too, is like now it almost kind of gets into the conversation where, well, is this a goatee or is it the beard?
No, it's a goatee because it's only on the chin.
So then it's...
These are silly. You have...
So then this is a mustache because it's only on the upper lip. Wouldn't it be the same way if you had a full, the whole full
only
beard?
Only is the key phrase there. Only on the upper lip. If it's only on the upper lip, then yes, it's a mustache. But if the hair is everywhere and it's all the same length, it's just your beard.
You know,
we're never going to see eye to eye to this show.
No, we're not. We're not. I could literally talk about this all day.
I know, but
and
I feel
how upset
like,
I am.
I feel like we've well passed the point where people care.
They feel like we're so far past that point.
Welcome to
point.
A 15-minute podcast where 13 minutes of it are just us talking about beards and mustaches.
If you want to hear the full versions of any of these breaks that me and Sean talked about, you can go to the Anna and Raven podcast. You go to annaandraven.com, click the podcast tab. And if you want to see pictures of me and Sean's beards or mustaches or whatever the heck you want to call them, you go to Instagram at Anna and Raven, and we're at various.
Yeah. Also, check out any of our other socials: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, add us. We're always talking about great things on there, throwing funny pictures or videos or you know, everything. So just check us out on all our socials. Check us out, annaandraven.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
See you next week.